So I don't know if you saw Nativity 1. I didn't.
Look at my face.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. No. I don't think you really need to. That one starred Martin Freeman. This one has got David Tennant in as the new teacher. So Mr. Poppy is back. He's a classroom assistant and his class kidnapped their new teacher, David Tennant. They end up getting lost in the Welsh Valleys on the way to this song for Christmas thing. It's like all these kids get together, try and make a number one, right? So this is David Tennant getting kidnapped and getting stolen from by his class.
How much would it cost me to get you to untie me? £20? £50. £60, that's my final offer. Quick, untie me.
Vincent!
Get me out of this chair this minute!
Yeah, alright, I'll get you out, but I need some money.
I haven't got any.
He told me he's got £60.
What, get it off him!
Lucy!
Search him!
No!
Risk him!
Lucy!
Check his back pocket!
This is theft!
So that was David Tennant. I also spoke to David Tennant, and there's a lot going on in this film. It's a largely improvised script, so it's really unpredictable in places. There are all kinds of slapstick bits, which are, you know, quite funny, quite sweet. So I had to wonder, were there any accidents on set?
Oh, the film is full of accidents. The accidents are what make the film. You know, me falling in the water wasn't meant to happen, but then that ends up in the film. The donkey not moving wasn't meant to happen. That ends up in the film.
Oh, really?
That's the joy, I suppose, of it being improvised, is that you sort of roll with the punches. And because of the type of film it is, the more things that go wrong, the better, really. It was the middle of winter. So we were up those mountain tops in Wales. It was a little chilly, and the falling in the river wasn't warm.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I worried about you. I thought you might have got hypothermia.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, is it hypothermia again?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a little bit of a confession to make.
Okay.
In the past, I may have gone to sleep listening to your voice narrating Doctor Who.
Oh, that's nice.
You've done a lot of voiceovers for those kinds of audiobooks and everything.
Yeah.
Which actor would you like to go to sleep listening to?
Oh, that's a very good question. I guess it's got to be someone with mellifluous tones, isn't it? It's got to be someone that lulls you to... Who's got a lovely voice?
Stephen Fry is another one of my favourites.
Yes. I suppose Judi Dench has got quite a fairly... I don't mean sleep-inducing in a bad way. I mean a relaxing sort of, you know.
What would you get her to read to you?
Whatever she likes. I wouldn't dare to tell Dame Judi what to do.
Oh, Dame Judi.
David Tennant. Tell it about Dame Judi.
We love Dame Judi. Love her.
She's amazing. So this is primarily a kids' film, but, you know, there are major plot holes. I don't know in kids' films whether you're allowed to gloss over them or whether you should be really pedantic about them.
You have to gloss over them.
Yeah. You know, it's silly, it's fun, it's pretty much what you'd expect from a Christmas film, no more, no less. It's got quite a nice support cast, Joanna Page from Gavin and Stacey. So 3 stars.
It's getting better.
It's good to get you in the spirit of Christmas.
Right. I don't mind one Christmas movie a year. I don't mind, honestly. And I do gloss over the bits that I want to pick holes in.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you gave me the heads up on the other film, Gambit, because, boy...